今天呢，我们想跟大家聊一聊孙雨辰和这个特朗普家族控制的加密项目公司之间的纠纷。
Today, we want to talk to everyone about the dispute between Sun Yu-chen and the Trump family-controlled cryptocurrency company.
对。
Okay.
然后呢，也来探讨一下孙雨辰。
Then let's also discuss Sun Yu-chen.
他未来有可能会面临什么样的结局？
What kind of ending will he face in the future?
是啊。
Yes.
这个事情最近确实挺火的，那我们就开始今天的讨论吧。
This matter has indeed been quite popular recently, so let's start our discussion today.
好的。
Okay.
我们先来谈谈孙雨辰是不是真的起诉了特朗普。
Let's talk about whether Sun Yu-chen really sued Trump.
背后到底是怎么回事？
So he didn't know what to do.
其实呢，孙雨辰他是在2026年4月21号。
Actually, Sun Yu-chen was on April 21, 2026.
在美国加州旧金山的联邦法院。
In the Federal Court of San Francisco, California, USA.
对特朗普家族控制的一个加密项目公司 World Liberty Financial 提起了诉讼。
啊。
A lawsuit has been filed against World Liberty Financial, a company controlled by the Trump family. Well,
他不是直接告的特朗普本人啊。
He didn't directly sue Trump himself.
那他这个诉讼的具体原因是什么？
What is the specific reason for this lawsuit?
他这个诉讼的原因呢？
The reason for this lawsuit is...
是因为他之前买了这个 WLFI 的代币。
Because he had previously bought this WLFI token.
投入了大概在4500万到7500万美元之间。
It cost between $450 million and $750 million.
但是呢，后来他就不想再投钱了。
But then he didn't want to invest anymore.
然后对方就把他的代币全部都冻结了。
Then the other party froze all of their tokens.
还威胁说要把这些代币销毁。
They also threatened to destroy these tokens.
并且要举报他。
哦。
And also report him.
所以他就反过来指控对方敲诈勒索、非法侵占资产。
So he accused the other party of extortion and the legal occupation of assets.
还有欺诈。
There is also fraud.
他说他自己损失了数亿美元。
He said that he had lost several hundred million dollars.
听起来事情很复杂啊。
The reason for my situation.
那他们两个人之前关系怎么样？
What was their relationship like before?
这个嘛，孙雨辰。
Hey, Sun Yu-chen.
他曾经是特朗普的这个加密项目里面最大的金主，也是战略顾问。
He was once the largest investor and strategic advisor in Trump's cryptocurrency project, right?
还一起参加过特朗普的私人晚宴。
Participated in Trump's private dinner.
在币圈里面的地位也是非常高的。
It also has a very high status in the crypto world.
但是现在就是已经彻底的翻脸了。
But now, the situation has completely reversed.
走上了法庭。
Went to court.
原来是这样啊。
That's how it is.
那咱们接下来就可以来好好的分析一下孙雨辰他未来可能会面临的几种结局。
So, next, we can analyze the possible outcomes for Sun Yu-chen.
对。
Okay.
那咱们就先来说说他全身而退。
Okay, let's start by talking about how he managed to escape.
转型成为合规大佬。
Transform into a compliance expert.
继续活跃在这个圈子里的可能性有多大？
What is the likelihood of continuing to be active in this community?
以及它背后的核心逻辑是什么？
And what is the core logic behind it? Well,
这个结局的概率呢？
What is the probability of this outcome?
我觉得有45%。
哦，
他能够长期的屹立不倒。
I think it's possible for him to maintain his position for 45%.
是因为他特别擅长风险。
Because he is particularly good at risk.
对冲、规则套利。
Pairs trading.
还有政商压注。
There are also political and business interests.
比如说他早年的时候就成功地避开了国内的监管。
For example, he successfully avoided domestic regulation in his early years.
后来他又成为了格林纳达驻 WTO 的大使。
Later, he became the ambassador of Grenada to the WTO.
还跟美国的 SEC 达成了和解。
这一连串的操作。
This series of operations, including reaching a settlement with the US SEC,
确实让人印象深刻啊。
This is really impressive.
而且他之前是压住特朗普。
And he had previously suppressed Trump.
那现在他跟特朗普翻脸了之后呢？
Now that he's turned against Trump,
他又马上的去跟民主党。
He went to the Democratic Party.
或者说跟华尔街的其他势力去靠拢。
Or, to put it another way, to align with other forces in Wall Street. Well,
而且他手上的波场和 HTX 交易所现金流非常的稳定。
Moreover, the Wave and HTX exchange cash flow in his hands are very stable.
只要他不触碰刑法，就可以一直这样持续下去。
Later, he could continue to do so without violating the law.
然后他也很会抓这个加密货币的风口。
Then he also knows how to seize the opportunity of the cryptocurrency market.
比如说他现在布局的 RWA, AI 加 Web3。
For example, his current strategy is to combine RARI with Web3.
还有稳定币。
There are also stable coins.
几个赛道都是非常有前景的。
那你觉得如果他真的是全身而退了？
These tracks are all very promising. So if he really gave up completely,
他之后的事业和生活的重心会有哪些变化？
What will be the changes in his career and life after this?
事业上的话，
In terms of career,
他应该会把他的核心资产都转移到中东、新加坡或者香港。
He should transfer his core assets to the Middle East, Singapore or Hong Kong.
然后把他的这个加密业务彻底的合规化，成为一个国际巨头。
Then completely standardize his encrypted business into a global giant. Well,
但是他会尽量的避开国内的舆论。
However, he will try to avoid domestic public opinion.
慢慢的往那种低调的富豪去转型。
Gradually transition to a more understated neoclassical style.
看来他确实是有很多的备选方案。
It seems he really has a lot of options.
那你觉得他会完全脱离美国吗？
Do you think he will completely leave the United States?
他应该还是会跟美国保持一定的距离。
He should still maintain a certain distance from the United States.
比如说他跟特朗普的这个官司可能会以和解告终，资产也会尽量的拿回来一部分。
For example, the lawsuit against him with Trump may end in a settlement, and he will also try to recover a portion of his assets.
但是他不会再深度地卷入到美国的政治当中。
However, he will not be deeply involved in American politics.
然后可能会接受 SEC 的一些处罚。
Then they may accept some penalties from the SEC.
但是应该不会坐牢。
But I shouldn't go to jail.
对。
Okay.
那他还是会继续的在币圈里面活跃，财富应该也还是会持续的增加。
He will still be active in the cryptocurrency market, and his wealth should continue to increase.
只不过就是一直都会有争议。
However, there will always be controversy.
伴随他了解了。
I understand him.
那他如果资产大幅缩水？
If his assets shrink significantly,
业务受到限制，
business is restricted,
然后半隐退的可能性又有多大呢？
What is the possibility of being semi-retired?
这个可能性也不小，有 40%。
That possibility cannot exceed 40%.
因为他这次跟特朗普硬刚其实是一个非常大的政治赌注。
Because his confrontation with Trump this time was a very big political gamble.
注，而且他赌输了。
And he lost.
那他就彻底的得罪了现任的美国总统阵营。
That would completely offend the current U.S. presidential camp.
所以美国的监管机构肯定是不会放过他的。
Therefore, a regulatory agency in the United States will definitely not let him go.
就 SEC, FBI, 还有税务部门都会盯着他。
SEC, FBI, and the tax authorities will all be watching him.
看来他得罪的人还挺多啊。
It seems he has offended a lot of people.
那这样的外部压力是不是会对他的业务产生很大的影响？
Will this external pressure have a significant impact on his business?
没错。
Right?
再加上现在整个加密行业的监管也越来越紧。
In addition, the current regulatory environment in the entire encryption industry is becoming increasingly strict.
他的这个稳定币和公链业务。
This stablecoin and supply chain business...
随时都有可能受到全球范围内的非常严厉的监管。
He may be subject to very strict regulations worldwide at any time.
那他本身又很高调。
He was also very high profile.
喜欢炒作。
Like to stir up trouble.
然后又得罪了很多其他的币圈的大佬和政治势力。
Then he also offended many other big bosses and political forces in the cryptocurrency circle.
所以他就是不断地在遭受资金和声誉上的打击。
Therefore, he was constantly suffering from financial and reputational damage.
既然如此
，Therefore,
如果真的是这种情况
，If that's really the case,
他会变成什么样子呢
？What will he become?
他可能就是在这个官司上面会输。
He is likely to lose in this lawsuit.
或者说，即使赢了，也会元气大伤。
Or even if you win, you'll be left exhausted.
然后 WLFI 的这个资产会亏损很厉害。
Then WLFI assets will be severely depreciated.
美国市场是肯定保不住了。
The US market is definitely not going to be kept.
波场和 HTX 的规模会缩减一半。
The size of the wave and HTX will be reduced by half.
可能他就只能退守到东南亚或者中东，个人的财富也会缩水一半以上。
Perhaps he can only retreat to Southeast Asia or the Middle East, and his wealth will shrink by more than half.
然后就从一线的币圈大佬变成二线。
Then he went from being a first-line crypto big shot to a second-line one.
慢慢的就不再抛头露面。
Slowly he stopped showing his face.
明白了。
Understood.
那他有没有可能会面临刑事追责
？Will he face criminal prosecution?
甚至是破产
？Even bankruptcy.
啊，然后彻底的被行业淘汰呢
？Then completely eliminated from the industry.
这种情况虽然概率不大
，although this is unlikely.
只有15%。
Only 15%.
但是确实存在，就是美国的 SEC。
But there is indeed the SEC in the United States.
其实早就指控他市场操纵。
In fact, he has been accused of market manipulation.
没有注册。
No registration.
就发行证券，洗钱。
Regarding the issuance of securities for money laundering.
还有虚假交易。
There are also false transactions.
只是因为当时特朗普上台了，才暂缓了这个调查。
This is because Trump's rise to power temporarily halted the imprisonment.
那现在他跟特朗普闹掰了之后
，Now that he's had a falling out with Trump，
等于说他的政治保护伞就没有了。
This means that his political protection has disappeared.
那 SEC 肯定是会全力以赴的来追查他。
哦。
The SEC will definitely do everything possible to investigate him.
原来他还有这么多的隐患啊。
He actually has so many hidden dangers.
那特朗普那边会怎么对付他呢
？What will Trump do to him?
特朗普的阵营应该是会毫不留情的反手举报。
Trump's camp should be ruthless in reporting back.
啊，把他的资金问题、洗钱。
He laundered his money.
还有税务的问题全部都给抖出来。
Let's get all the tax issues out in the open.
直接就会引发刑事调查。
This will directly trigger a criminal investigation.
那如果说这个时候再遇上币圈的黑天鹅，
What if at this time another black swan event occurs in the cryptocurrency market?
比如说交易所被黑客攻击了。
For example, if a stock exchange is hacked,
或者说稳定币突然间暴跌，链上协议崩盘。
Or, to put it another way, stable coins suddenly plummeted and the underlying protocol collapsed.
那它很有可能就会资金链断裂。
He is very likely to run out of money.
这么看来，
From this perspective,
他的处境比想象中还要危险啊。
His situation is more dangerous than I thought.
对，他个人可能会面临被美国通缉或者逮捕。
He may face being prosecuted by the United States or arrested.
然后要交巨额的罚款。
And you have to pay the tax penalty.
甚至坐牢。
Even imprisonment.
那他的波场和 HTX 肯定也就撑不下去了。
And his wave and HTX definitely couldn't sustain it anymore.
会破产清盘，代币也会变得一文不值。
Tokens that go bankrupt will also become worthless.
他就会彻底的成为币圈的一个反面教材，消失在大家的视线当中。
He will completely become a negative figure in the cryptocurrency circle and will disappear from everyone's sight. Okay?
行，我们今天其实就是帮大家梳理了一下孙雨晨和特朗普家族的这个公司之间的恩怨情仇。
Today, we actually helped to sort out the relationship between Sun Yuchen and the Trump family's company.
然后也盘点了一下。
Then I also reviewed it.
接下来可能会面临的几种命运走向。
好了。
Here are a few possible fates that he might face next.
那今天的节目咱们就到这里了。
That's all for today's program.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见吧。
See you next time.
拜拜，
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.